says it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say
say, ma'am. Don't give a damn. Hey, folks. Welcome to the Trump phenomenon, which just keeps rolling on. The Trump train is barreling down the tracks, and the populist nationalist tide rolls on. Hey, that's the title today of Pat Buchanan's latest column, The Populist Nationalist Tide Rolls On. And some great news from the tide today, and that is the headline out of Indiana. Let's read that headline right now. Let me find it for you here. Here it is. Well, I'll set it up a little bit. First, I'll set it up with a story that's a little bit older, and then we'll get to the exciting news today. Union president would be shocked if Donald Trump convinces Carrier to stay in Indianapolis. That's a headline. That's a headline day before yesterday. The president of the union that represents 1,400 Carrier Corporation workers in Indianapolis is not optimistic that President-elect Donald Trump can save their jobs. Chuck Jones, president of United Steelworkers Local 1999, said Friday he has not been briefed on talks between the incoming Trump administration and Carrier, but he doesn't see any chance for Trump or Vice President-elect Mike Pence to reverse Carrier's plan to move its West Side furnace operations to Monterrey, Mexico. He says, let me see if there's more from him. Carrier issued a statement via Twitter that confirmed it has been in touch with Trump, but did not describe the nature of those communications. Okay, so fast forward 48 hours, folks. And what do we have? Bada bing, as they say, and bada bang, bada boom. Trump reveals deal to keep nearly 1,000 Carrier jobs in Indiana. Oh, my goodness. He's not even president yet, and he's saving our jobs.
I like that, James.
And here's watching it,
you know, Ross Perot was right. It's the giant sucking sound, and God, 50 million people have been screwed by NAFTA and all the rest of it. And the best we can get from the left wing was, we think that's great.
And now more detail, folks. The incoming Trump administration and United Technologies have reached an agreement that will keep close to, that's UTX on the New York Stock Exchange, have reached an agreement that will keep close to 1,000 jobs at Carrier Corporation, which is owned by UTX in Indiana. Carrier had planned to move production from a key factory in that state to Mexico. Beautiful, sunny Mexico, taking with it the roughly 1,400 jobs of those who work at the Indiana plant. But shortly after CNBC revealed that Donald Trump was expected to travel to Indiana on Thursday to announce that a deal had been reached, Carrier itself confirmed the agreement. Now here's a tweet from @Carrier. Carrier tweets, "We are pleased to have reached a deal with President-elect Trump to keep close to 1,000 jobs in Indianapolis. More details soon." Under a deal negotiated by Vice President-elect or by Pence and Trump, this has been concluded. "While terms of the deal are not yet clear," blah, 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 blah. We'll skip all that. That's just fluff. Now here's the where the rubber meets the road. "While UTX was seeking the savings that would come from moving some production to Mexico, people familiar with the situation indicated that the savings were not worth incurring the wrath of the incoming administration, including the potential threat with a capital T to the significant business that UTX currently conducts with the United States government, largely in the form of orders for jet engines and other defense-related equipment." Ah, yes, game, set, match, George.
We're really on to something there, James, and this tangled-up web of moving our stuff offshore, and you can't put together a capital object without pieces of it coming from 20 different countries, all by design. And, you know, Trump has pointed a gun right at the middle of that and said, "You either do what I tell you, or I'm going to pull the trigger." So it's true, everything we read on RBN, that public-private partnership and handshakes with all these countries are a bunch of garbage.
Yeah, yeah. folks, you know, turnaround is fair play. And, you know, Donald Trump is that business genius. I just call it, that's why I call him a business genius. He's, that's not true. He's a genius, okay? G, it's general, it's G, it's intelligence. He's a genius. It applies to everything, as psychologists like Dr. Kevin B. McDonald point out to people who are interested. He looks at a problem and he finds, what is the definition of genius, by the way? It's somebody who looks at a problem and finds a solution a lot faster than everybody else. That's what Donald Trump does. So he looked at a problem. Good folks in Indiana losing their livelihoods, you know, and after that you lose your marriage, your car, your house. Your kids' college education, that all goes down the toilet. Donald Trump's here to protect us. And he did. He did his job, and he is not even on the job yet. And he's not even drawing his $1 a year pay yet. My goodness.
I love the $1 a year thing. That really tweaks a lot of people that go, "Damn, one day I'll defeat Donald Trump and I'll only get $1 a year."
Yeah. Oh, boy. So, you know, this, folks, now, how big is this story? Well, stretch your arms out, folks. It's that big. Because this, and remember, on the campaign trail, how many times did we listen on this show to Donald Trump saying, he said, this is easy. He says, Donald Trump makes a phone call to the president of Carrier. And, you know, later that day, or maybe at the latest the next day, Donald Trump gets a phone call back saying, "Mr. President, we've changed our mind about moving our plant." He said it would happen. Okay? Was he right? And Carrier, he was just using Carrier as an example. His campaign wasn't based on, "I'm going to get the Carrier jobs back." No. And by the way, he had plan B already there, didn't he? If Carrier wanted to go ahead and move their plant to Monterrey, Mexico, okay, well, he had his plan for $35 per, well, I can't do a good accent, but $35 on every one of those damn machines you try to bring back into the United States.
And we'll cancel all of your government contracts.
Yeah, folks, you know how much a jet engine costs for a, you know,
failed F-35 joint strike fighter that doesn't work? A lot of money, Jane.
Just to have fun with it, because I don't know the number, but the jet engine for an F-22 might cost $100 billion. I'm just exaggerating, but not that by that much. I remember reading a story that the pilot helmet for that plane costs almost $500,000. And that doesn't sound outlandish at all, actually. So don't drop your helmet. Sir, don't drop your helmet. It costs us $500,000.
Yeah, don't wear it either.
Now, to get to the point, folks, this is exactly what Donald Trump is going to do. Multiply it times, pick your number, multiply it times Ford, multiply it times all those companies, multiply it times all the cases where Tyson wants to build a plant, okay, that's going to employ, not the building the plant part, but wants to bring in busloads of people from Monterrey, Mexico, going the other direction to staff their new plant in Omaha, Nebraska. Donald Trump's going to make the phone call to Tyson. Who's the biggest, the world's biggest customer for beef? Folks, what do you think? U.S. Army. And what's going to happen to that beef order for Tyson? Tyson is not just chicken, folks. Tyson bought out IBX, which is I've forgotten the acronym now, but Beef Packers in Iowa. Iowa Beef Packers, they bought out. So there goes the beef contract for 500,000 sides of beef. And he'll just do this 1,000 times over. And he'll have a whole staff of people doing it for him. They'll be, hi, this is Joe Blow. I'm calling on behalf of the President of the United States. Hi, Mr. President of Company ABC. I'm calling on behalf of President Trump. And we noticed you were going to move a plant here. And I'm looking here at a printout of all your orders with the U.S. government. And can you spell C-A-N-C-E-L? I mean, folks, it's so easy. It's as easy as falling out of bed. And for a guy like Donald Trump. And these clowns that are now being replaced in mass fashion, they never even proposed it. When's the last time you heard Paul Ryan talking about any action like this? Why didn't Paul Ryan think of this? What lack of imagination? What happened there? Donor influence? What happened? So, anyway, I just wanted to lead off the show with that good news. And I want to get you folks involved in the celebration. We're still in the celebrating phase of the Trump phenomenon here. I said it would last months. I hope it lasts years. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You can call in, and especially if you haven't ever called in, folks, it's so easy to call into the show. The engineers are so friendly. Operators are standing by to take your call. So call us and let us know how you're celebrating at your home with your family about the election of the man who is going to, let's keep the meat metaphor going, is going to save all of our bacon. And you can call now. Well, George and I will take your call. By the way, let me introduce my sidekick here. Trusty George is with me here from Maryland, who has stood with us throughout this entire process of this show. We can make a check mark here. Mission accomplished. Only this time, unlike the mission accomplished that George Bush put up on the superstructure of the Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier, we really did accomplish this mission. And going back to a theme we covered a day or two ago, no, we did not elect Donald Trump. And no, we did not will Donald Trump into office. But we helped as much as we could, and we hurt as little as possible. I hope we didn't hurt even one little tiny bit. I don't think we generated one single headline that cost Donald Trump one single vote. And I think we may have reached John Stadtmiller, the creator of this network, reaches a lot of people in a lot of ways. That's what a network is. It's different from a station. It's different from a podcast. It reaches a lot of people. And I hope that the words of folks like George and Paul and you callers, persuaded some folks to vote for Donald Trump. And it ain't over, folks, because now Donald Trump, at 70 years old, is going to slog through 8 years of continuous efforts by all of our enemies to stump the Trump. They will try to stump the Trump for 8 years and throw all the monkey wrenches into the gears that they can. So when the Supreme Court nomination comes up here in January, Donald Trump's new Supreme Court nomination, his replacement for Antonin Scalia, who will be as much of a clone of Antonin Scalia as Donald Trump can find. And he's going to deliver on that, isn't he, folks? There were people saying, I don't think he's going to deliver. I think now that he's president, he's changing his tune. No, we don't say that here. Ain't happening. Donald Trump is not changing his tune. He's doing exactly, only thing that's changing is instead of saying, I can do this, he's doing it. So when that comes up, we'll hear the Democrats filibustering and trying every way possible to prevent us getting another Scalia on the Supreme Court. And Donald Trump will find a way to smack those clowns down and get us his first Supreme Court justice. And then when Ruth Bader Ginsburg finally runs out of gas, which can't come too soon, Ruth, cannot come too soon, then we will see his second, and maybe somebody else in the court, because apparently there are a lot of folks at retirement age on the Supreme Court. There is no mandatory retirement age, but a lot of folks who are Mother Nature is going to retire them. So there you go. Well, George, that's pretty good news to start out with.
That's fascinating news. We haven't seen, there's no advocate for middle America anywhere on the face of the earth except this one individual man. We know it isn't really true, but this really is the most seismic political event in our lifetime. And boy, like you said, every day, all these unexpected, amazing things, bad and good, they happen. I'll take it.
Yeah. And, you know, we've been told by, you know, Donald Trump's friends, you know, they assured us, and I believe them, and so did you out there, so did George and Paul, that this man is a man of his word. We believed that, and we believed the evidence of that. They also said he is indefatigable. It's a term I apply to Paul Fromm all the time. He's a nonstop dynamo. He gets up early in the morning and works all day. And charges towards his goal. And he's always charging toward a goal. Read his books. He's a goal-setting man. So he set a goal. I'm going to keep Carrier in the U.S. And he was on the phone doing it just as he said he would. Yesterday, let's turn to something we didn't. I was just kind of talking fast at the end of the show yesterday, trying to cram in more good news. Pat Buchanan helped us here. He's come out with a column that is on the same theme we were talking about. The populist nationalist tide rolls on. I'll just share a little of this with you, because what's happening, Donald Trump is inspiring not only me, you, George, he's inspiring Marine Le Pen, and she's saying it. I'm not guessing at this. She has said it flat out. This man inspires me. This man has set my French hair on fire. And the Viktor Orban has said the same thing. Vladimir Putin is inspired by him. We talked about good news from Moldova and Bulgaria yesterday. And I'll try to find that news. I've got it up here somewhere on my screen, so I'll find that good news. Norbert Hofer in Austria is inspired by Donald Trump. And I'll have that ready for you. And I'll be ready for your phone calls right after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Politically incorrect. Thank you for joining us, all you politically incorrect deplorables out there. Let me throw in another piece of good news here. Now, this is just too fun, ladies and gentlemen, because what's going on? You got to get on Donald Trump's Twitter feed. He has, I think, I don't know what the total is. It's around 10 million Twitter followers. It surely will be 20, 30 million, whatever the number is, very shortly. And Twitter, this will be very interesting to watch how these clowns who run the social media like Facebook and Twitter, they're no friends of Donald Trump. They're no friends of yours. And we certainly don't want to be dependent on them. We don't want to build the structure of our alternate media communication network on social media owned by the enemy. Do not want to do that. Matt Drudge has counseled against that very strongly, and that's why you don't even find Matt Drudge on Facebook or Twitter. But the Donald Trump is using what the enemy offers us so skillfully. You know, Twitter's got this page. Some of you out there maybe could enlighten us with some of this, more expert on Twitter. But they've got this front page that says, you know, what's trending or what's hot or current. And I was looking, so I went on Twitter just before showtime here to see, you know, okay, what's the latest from – it's got to be their biggest user, Donald Trump. He's using it as his own personal newspaper, his own personal wire service. And I had to scroll – well, actually, I never found it. I scrolled down page, scrolled down another page, scrolled down another page. I didn't see Donald Trump's account, at Real Donald Trump. I didn't see that. Come on, Twitter, you lying dogs. Of course he's your hottest news item. You are obligated. You're morally, professionally obligated. Put Donald Trump's account not only on the first page, but the first top right feature on your page. How can you not do that, you liars? But, you know, they're going to put it way down the page or not put it there at all. They don't want you to look at it. They want you to look somewhere else. They do not want you to see what's going on. This is the Ministry of Truth at Twitter and Facebook, editing, censoring, controlling, manipulating information to control your brain. It's not working the way it used to work, because there are things like our show here pointing out that you're liars, just as Donald Trump described you. Another piece of good news. I noticed here, looked at Donald Trump, I got his Twitter, that he's nominating Representative Tom Price as Health and Human Services Secretary. This is, you know, just a few hours ago. And guess who has the news? And I'm looking at the news coverage. The New York Times reports it, a few hours ago. Washington Post reports it a few hours ago. But they're behind. One of our websites, lifenews.com, reported it 13 hours ago. So they got the story. They got the tweet from President Trump. They reported it immediately while the New York Times was sucking its thumb and wishing it was, you know, hoping it's not true and not wanting to report that a pro-life congressman had been named Secretary of Health and Human Services. So they're getting scooped left and right by our little websites, which are getting big, and our little radio shows, which are getting big. Let's give you this story.
So true that the enemy just suffered death by a thousand cuts. You know, I was wrong last night in saying our movement didn't accomplish anything. Donald Trump was elected, and this movement's happening by, you know, 150 million white patriots and all their little websites and all their actions, the sum total of which just defeated the New World Order.
I love it. So I'm going to go to this story in just a moment. More good news here, and we'll stick as much good news in our little 60 minutes as we can. For the next 8 years, we're not going to have enough time to do this. We've got a break coming up here. 800-313-9443 for you to get in on the celebration. See you after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. And you know, I'll tell you what, George, this may become a refrain here on our show. Mission accomplished. And I'm going to go back to that famous banner on the superstructure of the USS Abraham Lincoln off the San Diego homeport coast, right offshore. Right offshore, within easy range of George Bush's helicopter. Easy range, folks. And this is a contrast. You know, Donald Trump is the man who smacked down George Bush and his dad. That was a smackdown of the Bush regime. He smacked down the Clinton regime. Man. And so I like this contrast, and so I may refer to this mission accomplished over and over again. But you can take your pen, folks, and mark the checkbox there. Check mark. Mission accomplished on the Health and Human Services Secretary note. And I'm just looking back here, remembering that May 1st, 2003, if you'll remember, our president, George Walker Bush, this clown, stepped out of an S-3 Lockheed Viking on an arrested landing on a U.S. aircraft carrier. Folks, that's a nightmare. That is, if you had to pick the worst, the most dangerous thing you could do in your life, if you wanted to try it, is try an arrested landing on a U.S. aircraft carrier. The most difficult, probably, thing to do. People have said, you know, the hardest thing to do is to hit a major league pitch thrown by a major league pitcher. Hardest thing to do, land safely on a U.S. aircraft carrier. The president of the United States is such a damned egotist, such a twerp, that instead of climbing into his helicopter there in San Diego, he says, put me in a combat plane, and I'm going to be the macho stud that steps out of the plane in my flight suit. And here's a did anybody notice? Of course, the world noticed. The vast majority of the casualties in Iraq happened after mission accomplished by George Bush. Now, let me connect this to Ron Paul. I was just we're going to go to the Health and Human Services story, which I've left stranded here. Let me get back to that Health and Human Services story. Boy, that's such a good one. But I noticed on the page that I was reading, which was Life News, a Patriot website, that Ron Paul is running an ad. And the title of it, Ron Paul has shocking news about gold, and the picture of a bar of gold bullion. Okay, all right. Well, Ron, one of your fondest goals, one of the things that you as a great man have sought your whole life to achieve, is to reverse Roe v. Wade, and to which Donald Trump, by the way, folks, has announced that his Supreme Court appointments will endeavor doing. But here he has with the nomination of a pro-life Health and Human Services secretary. He's basically reversed Roe v. Wade right there. Mission, Ron, mission accomplished, sir. Are you watching? Are you paying attention? Mission accomplished, Ron Paul. Donald Trump has now done what you dedicated your life to trying to do. And so, George, I want you, Ron Paul, please, sir, with all due respect, please, I want to hear your congratulations to your president. We got Tim in Wyoming and Brent in Dallas. Let's start out there, engineer. Let's start out with Brent, if we may. Brent in Dallas, you're on the air.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Can you hear me okay? Brent.
Loud and clear.
Five by five, mate.
Okay. Yeah. Good evening, gentlemen. you mentioned Washington Post, and are they the ones that published the list of 200 fake news outlets?
Well, go ahead. I'm not getting your message yet. Go ahead. Keep going.
Oh, well, okay. I heard that, was it the Washington Post that published the list of 200? Well, fake news outlets.
Now, what were they calling a fake news outlet?
That's the big thing in the media right now. You know, like you were talking about Trump overcoming the Bush dynasty.
Yes.
And et cetera. And then he also is doing the same to the media. He's knocked them a good one.
If I'm understanding you right, the fake news outlets are outlets that actually they're just in collaboration with our enemies, and they're not really giving us news at all. They're doing what George Orwell talked about in 1984. Is that the story?
No. They're the ones that are telling the truth.
They're calling us.
You the fake news. And what I was about to say was thank you for the advertising. I hope people look up all those 200 and find out the truth. But in addition to that,
well, Brent, not to interrupt you, but we learned last night that George, myself, and Paul, and you, sir, we are swivel-eyed thugs.
Yeah, we are. And I was thinking that we ought to tell the Washington Post rag how inadequate and unbecoming journalistic establishment, they are in reporting that the people that are telling the truth are, in fact, they're trying to create a class action libel suit against their own institution. And at the same time, I'm going to advocate a boycott of any advertisers that would be associated with such a newspaper that would make a proclamation, and any type of help for the Washington Post, anyone that reads that thing should just regurgitate it back in the toilet where it belongs. And also, Merkel can do the same with her little bots and trolls control in Germany as soon as they have their right to have freedom of speech. And the Washington Post is a blatant slam in the face of truth media. And so I'm feeling the... Wait, there's something that... Oh,
Brett, I love
attack.
It. Now, Brett.
It's a blatant attack. Wait a minute, just wait. A blatant attack on freedom of press. And they're supposed to be the press.
Yeah, and see what Donald Trump has ripped. He's ripped the facade off of that lie. They're not a press. They're not. They're prostitutes. Whoever coined that term, what a genius. Prostitutes. And I love the other term. They're correspondents. I love it. Whoever coined those two phrases or terms.
Those are Paul Craig Roberts' originals.
Wow. Well, thank you.
George.
Go ahead, Brandon.
George, I.
Yeah, George, did you know there's a website that they didn't list on that list? It's called fakenews.com. It's been around since 2013.
Oh, that's good. That's
good. Nate, I found one of yours, the Prop or Not website that the Washington Post seems to love. So you're onto it, and it's got a list of all of us horrible, nasty, mean right-wingers in there. The Drudge Report, Naked Capitalism, Truth Out, Counterpunch, Truth Dig, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we're all just a bunch of we're lousy liars of the right wing.
Swivel-eyed thugs. I love that swivel-eyed thug thing.
Right? Swivel-eyed thug too.
that reporting was that at the Washington Post? We were reading a story yesterday. Now let me give Brent. Let me share with you and Tim, who's waiting on the lines. This great story from LifeNews.com. President-elect Trump names pro-life Representative Tom Price as Health and Human Services Secretary. Let me give you the fine print here, folks, which is such good news. And Ron Paul, you're out. You got to say mission accomplished here, Ron. President-elect Trump has named yet another pro-life advocate to a key position that would have oversight concerning pro-life policies. Now, see, I'm reading this off a pro-life website. I don't have to read the slant from the New York Times. Right in the first sentence, they say another pro-life advocate to a key position. So they're giving me the news, the real news. Today he named pro-life Congressman Tom Price as Secretary for Health and Human Services. The position will have great influence on Obamacare, as in bye-bye, which funds abortions with taxpayer dollars, and on policies related to respecting the conscience rights of doctors and healthcare workers. The nomination of Congressman Price, who is a physician by training, comes after President Trump nominated pro-life Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions as his attorney general and pro-life Governor Nikki Haley as his UN ambassador. Price, Tom Price, so remember that name, folks, new name for us. Tom Price has a long pro-life voting record as a member of Congress and has voted pro-life 100% of the time, according to the National Right to Life Committee. In a statement about the nomination, Trump said Price has earned a reputation for being, quote, a tireless problem solver, unquote, and the go-to expert on health care policy, unquote. Quoting more from our president, he is exceptionally qualified to shepherd our commitment to repeal and replace Obamacare and bring affordable and accessible health care to every American. Unquote, Mr. Trump said, quote, I am proud to nominate him as Secretary of Health and Human Services, unquote. Mr. Price, chairman of the House Budget Committee and an outspoken opponent of Obamacare from Georgia, said it's an honor to be nominated for the position. He says, quote, there is much work to be done to ensure we have a health care system that works for patients, families, and doctors. Remember, this is a doctor talking, folks. I love this. that leads the, a professional. You don't become a doctor unless you have a, you're a professional that leads the world in the cure and prevention of illness, and that is based on sensible rules to protect the well-being of the country while embracing its innovative spirit, said Mr. Price, Georgia Republican. During a debate over legislation to stop taxpayer funding of abortion, Congressman Price laid out his pro-life views. Quote, this is a quote from the floor of Congress from Tom Price. This legislation prohibits taxpayer funding of elective abortions, no matter where in the federal system that might occur. This is a position supported by the majority of Americans in a bipartisan manner. We have a responsibility through our government to protect the most vulnerable among us, not the least of whom are the unborn. This bill is an important step in the right direction, he said. And then he goes on and on to wonderful things that Tom Price has said. And when you look at his picture, folks, and you see it, what a, you know, it's a picture tells, you know, a story of his friendly, you know, face, you know, obviously a great man. And then, we heard from our enemies. He said, responding to the nomination, pro-abortion, and Senator, Democrat leader Charles Schumer. Now, folks, you see, that's how we report this. The New York Times isn't going to call him pro-abortion Schumer. They know, claimed the pro-life congressman is too radical, stating that Price is, quote, far out, I have to come quote Chuck Schumer, far out of the mainstream. Yeah, far out of the mainstream, unquote, on health care policies. I'll work on my Schumer impersonation. I think that's pretty good. Far out of the mainstream, unquote, on healthcare policies. Tom Price has proven to be far out of the mainstream of what Americans want when it comes to Medicare, the Affordable Care Act, and Planned Parenthood, Schumer said, according to AP. Blah, 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 blah. So yes. There you go. You know, how many years, George, have we hoped for this moment? Because like the big church bells in the big church in St. Michael's across the street from my little house, what you hear is those big, they've got this three bells and they got that big bell. That's what you're hearing about, folks. The bell, you know that bell that you hear in a funeral? Bong.
That's the bong. One. Hopefully that's the funeral of America's left wing.
Yeah. Let's ask for whom the bell tolls, folks. It tolls for Chuck Schumer.
Oh, man, you got me muted.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? Well, Brent, thank you very much for calling from Dallas.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, made you five by five, Mr. Brent.
I thought I was muted. I thought it was
we
muted.
Will never.
I tried to call into Robert Raybould on Sunday night, but he didn't take any calls, I don't believe. And he mentioned something. I was wondering if you were aware of it. Is that it was a YouTube announcement that the House, you know, or Congress. We're trying to pass a bill for a no-fly zone over Syria, and if they can get that passed before January 20th, then, you know, we may have a full-scale war going on in Syria by the time Trump gets in there, is the scenario. And,
well, okay, Brent,
Okay,
thank you very much, Brent. And by the way, we'll never mute you, Brent, and all you other Patriot callers out there. This show will not mute you, how does the RBN ad go that we show on the show? It's I forget the exact verbiage, but it's something like, you know, are you ready for the truth? Well, we sure are. And Brent, we thank you for bringing us some of it.
Well, thank you very much. I want to thank you very much, and I want you to know that you asked a question of how long I've been waiting, and I would say it's approximately 6,000 years, at least since 9/11 BC.
Okay. Thank you, Brent. Thank you. That's a long wait. And now I am going to address Brent's very good reporting there about the threat of World War III. Well, Brent, you can sleep like a baby tonight. There ain't going to be no World War III because Vladimir Putin, another very smart man and a nationalist, no matter what the Obama clowns do, no matter how hard they try to start a World War III with things like a no-fly zone, which means you can't fly over Syria, President Putin, that is an act of war. A no-fly zone is an act of war because you're saying if you continue doing what you're doing, we're going to shoot at you. That's called being at war, isn't it? So that's a declaration of war, which Hillary advocated. Well, President Putin is not going to take the bait, folks. So whatever anybody does to try to start World War III, it's not going to happen because of Donald Trump. We've got a little break right here. We'll be right back with another segment. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, folks, that driving beat you hear right there, that's the Trump train barreling down the tracks. And we thought the primaries and the general election were exciting. We ain't seen nothing yet. It's just going to get more and more exciting. This is President-elect Donald Trump is already changing history. We've covered a couple of the stories here tonight. And just to kind of all we can do actually in this little show is encapsulate. I think there's a, you know, there's a real value for you out there. You're busy. We're catching you maybe right after dinner, before you go to bed. This is prime time. You need a, you've only got an hour to, what do you need? You need your battery recharged. We do that here. You need to know, what did the man who's saving our bacon, what did he do in that regard today and yesterday? We're doing that here. And you need a chance to speak out. And we give you that here because we give you a live radio show in which we're eager to have you call in. And so maybe the little bit of an hour that we have is actually good. And George, we can, let's try to package our show and build it so that we can deliver that 1 hour positive punch, just like Matt Drudge's positive punch of a single page that gives you, that's why people go to Matt Drudge, because on one single page, they get from their point of view, the Patriot point of view, which is Matt Drudge's point of view, they learn what happened in their world. In that, what do we call it? The media bypass. That might be our phrase, folks. The media bypass. And we'll be part of that media bypass here. So what's Donald Trump going to do in the next few days? Well, if on his schedule at DonaldJTrump.com, he's got an appearance on December 1st in Cincinnati, Ohio, with Mike Pence at the U.S. Bank Arena. And man, what a gutsy man. He doesn't have to do that, go out in public like that. But, I mean, what a we learned from the Secret Service that they have 900-plus agents assigned to his security of Donald Trump and his family. That's not enough, boys. You need more. You need three times that. Let's go to 2,700 agents and or higher. But, you know, when he does dangerous things like this, I hope, you know, but he will be doing it. So there's a chance for you in Cincinnati, Ohio. And that's a chance for you. Governor Kasich, would you like to go to the U.S. Bank Arena there in Cincinnati, Governor Kasich, and get a spanking? What a joke, John Kasich. What a joke. But he's also going, and I don't see it on his schedule here, but from the Twitter and the tweets, I think Donald Trump is, I think he's going to fly to Indiana to kind of you know, announce or nail down the carrier story. So we'll see. We'll see about that one. Let's go to another caller here. We only have seconds left. And before those seconds run out, I want to urge folks to help support the show. I didn't get out the mailing address the other night. We ran out of time. It's James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, 56721. Jim in Wyoming, we're going to give you another rain check, my friend. And we'll see you all. George, thank you. See you all tomorrow night.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.